So 12 years, so this is the 80s you started sailing. Right. Did you leave the job in Detroit to start sailing?
No. I just needed a job, and I called y'all and see what was, you know, available.
Yeah.
And I was told to come on in for an interview, and then did the interview, and they liked what they saw, and then I went to work on the river.
Who did you interview with?
Been too long ago.
Yeah, a company, some company.
Oh, American Commercial Barge Line.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And where, where was that? You were leaving Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the Detroit area. Mm-hmm.
So did you lose the job, or did you just want to move on from it, or?
Moved on.
Yeah. So you started working on the river.
Right.
All right, what was that? What was that like? What was your first voyage like? Or
that was pretty good. You know, I had a lot of experience, you know, in working in the restaurant business, so I decided to try that. Mm-hmm. And pay was good, you know.
Were you a cook?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. So when did you work in the restaurant business?
'68, '69, '70, '71.
Okay. So you interviewed for a cook's position.
Right.
So talk to me about what that type of work was like on the river.
Well, you had to get up early, mm-hmm. you know, have everything ready, because, you know, you cooked a big meal every day.
Yeah.
There were three big meals. And I never really got tired of it, you know, it was always something different, you know. Mm-hmm.
So when would breakfast be, typically?
Six.
So you would be up a couple hours earlier.
Yeah.
And then there's a big lunch and a big dinner.
Right.
What time was dinner generally? Do you remember?
About 5.
Okay.
In the afternoon.
And then what would happen, you know, what would happen after dinner? I mean,
I was free to do whatever I wanted.
Did you like that kind of work?
Yeah.
So how long did you do that for on the river?
About 10 years.
As a cook the whole time?
Yeah.
For different companies? Or
no, same one.
Okay. And, so what was your first time out having to cook these three meals? It must be a lot of pressure on you because these guys depend on having good meals every day, right? So what was that like? You were getting used to that.
You just had to have your act together, you know, to provide a good square meal for them. Mm-hmm.
Did it take, I mean, your first voyage out, what were you thinking about, what feelings, or did you get right into it?
Got right into it.
Just started cooking?
Yep.
Did people like your food?
Yeah. I was actually too good of a cook.
Yeah?
Because some of the captains didn't want me to leave. They don't want to keep me longer. So.
Yeah. What kind of food would you make?
Variety.
Just whatever was on.
Yeah.
Did you do the shopping, or was the food already on?
Well, it was brought to you. Mm-hmm. You know, they would, the boat would pull up and drop your groceries off. You'd do a grocery order, you know, and that would last you about 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. And it was, everybody's meals, you had to bake and do everything.
Yeah.
You know, so it didn't take long to get into a routine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you kept busy. You know,
right.
What you were doing.